Age is just a number. Time is a state of mind.
Tom Brady is out of the game and into the history books.
I was away from the game for almost 2 years. He didn't make 2 months. But you know what that tells me? How much he wants it. How much he needs it. You might worship him. You might hate him. I just hope you appreciate him. Because greatness like this doesn't come along that often.
That is Michael Jordan talking about a subject that he knows a little bit. Greatness. Yeah. He's the standard, man. It's what LeBron has chased in terms of the public perception. I love the story that Julian Edelman tells about Tom Brady. They're working out. They got 3 rings. He's like, we got to get you past to Montana, you know, 4 and then 5. We got to get you there. He's like, I'm not chasing Montana. I'm chasing Jordan. Like, he's just this mythical figure. And Brady is...
Jordan, a mythical figure?
Yeah, I know. Hard to imagine, right?
Yeah, what's fun is that he's actually a person.
Nah.
But no?
Nah, mythical figure.
He crossed over.
100% he crossed over.
Yeah.
He did. He became the... No one wears TB12 clothing. No one reveres the LeBron's logo. Jordan's a logo. He's an icon.
Yeah. He's a mythical creature.
He is. He is.
At
the NBA at 75.
not a creature.
It's more of a figure than a creature. So Brady is not being anonymous in retirement. Like, he's like posing in his underwear on Twitter and selling clothes and just he's out there.
Brady did a podcast last night, his podcast with Jim Gray.
Yeah.
And their guests were Bill Belichick, who then was interrupted by Rob Gronkowski. And he handed the baton to Gronkowski, who then handed the baton to Peyton Manning.
It's a good guest list.
That was the guest list.
Tough to say no to Tom Brady.
Yeah.
It's the point that Wani made, that if he really wants to be good as an analyst, he can pick up the phone and call any coach, and they'll be like, oh, my God, I got to talk to Tom Brady.
I think that's just good producing myself. Shane, right? I mean, like, that's impressive stuff from whoever Brady's producer is.
Famously.
I mean, the more famous your friends are, the better quality the product will probably be.
The better the production,
When you can get Gronk, when you can just make that call, I'm not friends with Gronk. I'm sorry.
Yeah. One day, you should be, though. I feel like you two would actually get along. You guys would do fine. So,
I'll credit my guy Brendan McCaffrey on that one over at Sirius. They are involved with a lot of this pre-production for the Tom Brady. He told me.
Really?
He's like, I got to do Tom Brady's podcast today. I got to produce it. I said, oh, really? How was it? Oh, it was the Larry Fitzgerald half of it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Not a knock.
You show up.
Yeah, I still can technically say it.
Sounds like a knock. It feels like a knock. I showed up for the Brady podcast, and all I got was Larry Fitzgerald.
So here's Bill Belichick talking about coaching Tom Brady, and maybe we could think about Billy Donovan and what he does or not do with guys like, you know, not Tom Brady, DeMar DeRozan.
Right, because it's a stuff of legend that Tom Brady was coached hard by Bill Belichick, and that mattered to the Patriots' success. So that's the subtext of this, yes.
From Let's
We
Go.
Had a really good relationship, especially in the film room and talking football and all that, that I'll always treasure. And I learned so much from because nobody sees the game better than Tom Brady sees it or saw it. And yeah, go ahead and rip my ass, too. Go ahead. And so I got the green light on that. So I went ahead and took it. I think that players always come back to me and say, hey, the first meeting, Belichick got on Brady. I'm like, Christ, if he's going to talk to Brady like that, like, I better be.
Point out something. You pointed out something to him. And if you had to call him out, you called him out. Can you just kind of take us through your inner thinking on that and the wherewithal that takes to not allow somebody to get bigger than the organization because you're trying to win a game and it takes everybody.
Yeah, you know, really, Jim, that was as much a part of Tom as it was me, you know, because there were a couple meetings, you know, where I would say something to Tom after the meeting, like, hey, you know, I didn't really, you know, think that was that bad, but I just want to include you and everybody in there with everybody else. And Tom would say, Coach, you have to. If you don't yell at me, then what am I going to do with all the rest of my teammates? I got to be in there with all the rest of them and say, hey, he's yelling at all of us. And like, we all got to do better. But if you leave me out of it, then I don't really have a platform to work from. So yeah, go ahead and rip my ass too. Go ahead. And so I got the green light on that. So I went ahead and took it. But, and I thing that players always, they've always come back to me and say, hey, the first meeting, Belichick got on Brady. I'm like, Christ, if he's going to talk to Brady like that, like, I better be straight. I know what's going to happen to me. And Tom's, you know, acceptance of that, and also then his ability to lead his teammates by putting himself in the same boat with everybody else of like, yeah, we all got to do a better job. You know, he's after me just like he's after everybody else. Let's go. That's a tremendous platform to lead from. And Tom recognized that. And yeah, you know, was he our best player? Did he make the fewest mistakes out there and all that? Yeah, but everybody can do better. Every coach, every player, no matter how great they are. And, you know, if you're really looking and striving for perfection, then we all want that. I want to be a better coach. Tom wants to be a better player, you know, and so does everybody else. You know, Law wants to be a better corner, and Logan Mankins wants to be a better guard and all that. And Rob Gronkowski wants to be a better tight end. And if you can tell him something to help him be better, a real competitor will appreciate that. And actually where I got that from was Coach Knight. And because Coach Knight told me that's what he did with Michael Jordan on the Olympic team. He said, you know, Michael, I'm going to rip your ass just like, cause I can't rip some of these other guys without ripping you. And Jordan said, hey, bring it on. Cause I need that. And that'll help me with my teammates. And it was kind of a similar thing, you know, with Tom. He told me he appreciated it. I don't know if he's really sure or not. Appreciated it.
He said he appreciated it. Obviously, Belichick on a weird Zoom and breaking up and whatever, but I had never heard the connection to Jordan, that he got that from Coach Knight about the Olympic team.
Yeah, I don't think I had either. The stuff of him coaching Brady hard is definitely famous and a very well-told anecdote within within Patriots lore, but Belichick getting something from anyone that wasn't Bill Parcells, I don't know that I knew that at any point. It feels obvious, right? Got to coach the star hard. The stars want to be great.
The star can handle it if the star really wants to be great.
If the star really, so I know you made the connection to Billy Donovan and DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah.
But DeMar DeRozan wants to be great. He works really hard. He's got that Kobe workout
thing. Yes, he does.
I think that there is just maybe. I don't know if it's Billy Donovan.
It's an organizational mandate. Cody Westerlund was speaking to this the other day with Bernsey and Holmes.
Yeah, about being star friendly.
About being star friendly, that it comes from the top. Hey, we need, because remember that what they were digging themselves out of.
Yeah.
And in the NBA, it's difficult because, look, there's load management, there's trusting the players, there's empowerment of the stars and trusting them to go hard when it matters. But in the meantime, you might be headed for the play-in because you're not coaching guys hard. Remember when they benched Zach and we're sitting here saying, like, at least I was like, why doesn't this happen more often? You know, that you go after somebody and you do this, you know, Zach kind of went in the tank. He went in the tank after that.
Fully guaranteed contracts for 5, 10, 20x of what the coach makes puts the power imbalance in a different spot.
Yeah.
Easier to fire coaches than get rid of players on $200 million contracts.
And I find myself thinking about other quarterbacks, thinking about Rodgers, or thinking about other quarterbacks who have been, you know, more closer on the diva scale and don't want to be coached hard necessarily.
Yeah.
Hell, Sean Payton yesterday. Laying down the law about what he's going to be doing with Russell Wilson, right?
Well, it's easier to say too than to really do it. You got to have thick skin to take negative feedback and criticism. We say we want it, and then if you get it, not having it feel personal and going to the tank is easier said than done.
Yeah, no, I agree. And the connection that I hadn't made, that Brady made, and I guess Jordan made, and Belichick said so well, is that it gave Brady the platform to lead from. So Brady could say, guys, he's on us. Come on, we're all in this together. And we got to do this better. We got to win this game because this, or we got to execute this. And so he can lead, which Brady wanted to lead and recognized he was the leader, as Michael did.
Yes.
You know? So, like, that connection is awesomely self-aware for a GOAT like Brady or Jordan to understand.
All right, coming up next, tell me if I'm being conspiratorial here, if this is like a tinfoil hat theory of what I think we could be setting ourselves up for a massive NFL story in the coming months. Next on The Score.